Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, could they fake now? Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening? Welcome back to another hot Sunday night. Welcome to Real Talk with the Movement's Lovely Black and my awesome South co-host, Mo Benz. So what it do, Mo?
What's up, people? What's up, Black? Just ready for another Sunday fun day. You already know. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do every Sunday night. Let's get it in.
Man, so... So, the top five, they didn't change. Australia, number five, Switzerland, number four, United Kingdom, number three, Canada, number two, United States, number one. Thank you very much for tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black each and every single Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's where we talk about real life situations, okay? So we haven't spiced things up in a while. on the show. So guess what? We about to get litty tonight. You know what I'm saying, with this topic. And honestly, this has been a topic in like the last 2 weeks between me and my girls, right? So I can't wait to dive into it with y'all. But the topic for tonight is pull out or leave it in.
Oh, you ready to dive right in? We ain't going into our weeks or nothing like that.
No, we gonna get there. I'm just telling you what the topic is for tonight. You know, we're gonna turn it up and get litty itty itty. All right. So this week I was really exhausted. Okay, I'm still doing the rundown. I wake up some mornings and be like, there has to be a better way with this school bus thing. And I'd be like, man, if I just go and take him to school every morning, but me knowing that I don't want to commit to having to drive 10 minutes away each way every single morning is what's keeping me like, okay, I can actually wake up at 6:30 or 6:45 and drive him to school. That's like almost an hour later, right, if I drove him to school. So I've still been sticking with it. It's driving me absolutely crazy. But whatever. A lot of focusing, finishing out the She Lounge, putting some little small twerks on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm changing out, like, the mosquito net that go over the garage door, getting a longer one for that, you know, adding some circulation in there or whatever so we can turn up. You know, just doing stuff, still focused on the house, but also, again, paying off debt, right? We are coming to the end of summer. So that means that all debt created in the last 3 months needs to be paid off on your credit cards, period. That's how we do this, right? We over here with, you know, we try to live debt-free, okay? That's what we're doing over here at Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. As a family, we getting there. So that's my focus, aligning, doing what I have to do. I am super excited because, as well, Spiritual Goddess, the spiritual channel on YouTube that has reached over 3,000 subscribers right now.
Damn,
so
nice.
I am like super geeked in reference to that.
That's dope.
I don't know how to even begin to thank you guys for tuning in and supporting the channel. I really, really, really appreciate it. Listen, I gotta say, y'all.
What's happening? It sounds like something happened.
So, my honey was sitting here today. You know, Sundays is like our chill day, or we have our little days or whatever that we try to do things. And so, I told you guys it was like three more things that needed to be done in the house, right? It's a table and two chairs for the playroom. It's a barbecue grill, and it is the bike. Right, the bike for the big boy. The little boy got his bike together, the big boy. And so today, like, I got the closet done and everything. So the grill was, like, just sitting there. And I was like, this is, like, the last biggest thing that has to be done. So today he tackled the grill. Now, now whenever he doing work in the house, right, he tells me to leave him alone. He don't need a supervisor. And Grant, he didn't put everything in the house together, right? Like, we went over this before.
Yeah, I don't need nobody on my shoulder.
He don't need a supervisor. So he didn't put the whole grill together. It's like this really huge grill. So I'm sitting here, and I'm like, honey, where's the meat racks? And so he was like, I don't know. These racks right here go down here so the charcoal can sit on them. So they ain't give us no damn meat. They ain't give you no meat racks. So I'm like, there's no grill that's not going to come with meat racks. So I went and sat down and started the show. He has literally been over here for 10 minutes
looking for the meat
repositioning
racks.
These racks, right, that he say the charcoal go on. So I literally just got up and put the racks up so they could be a meat rack. He sat out like, oh, my God, this whole time. But he don't need no supervisor, y'all. You know, men are always right, and they don't need supervisors. But
Teamwork makes the dream
look,
work.
Sometimes, ladies, we just got to come through and show them a little something-something and let them know, you know.
That's what's up.
And let them know a little something-something. But, yeah, that's, like, been my week, like, getting this getting the house situated. We're over 3,000 subscribers on the Spiritual Goddess YouTube channel. Supreme gratitude to everybody that is supporting the channel. It means so much to me. We are moving on up. We are making things happen with that. So I was super excited. When I seen 3,000, I was like, oh, my God, I'm at 3,000. That was
really
a big
good.
Deal for me.
Yeah, man.
I know.
Celebrate that.
It's not easy to gain YouTube subscribers, okay?
It's
so
not.
For whoever's like, you know, oh, that's just 3,000. Baby, it's
nah,
not
man.
Easy to gain
a
1,000 YouTube subscribers, okay? Especially if you're not
that's
doing right. no crazy stuff or you're not talking about nobody or nothing. This is
yeah,
me,
right.
you know,
yeah, trying to
following my
to,
journey.
To
you know, this is me
yeah.
helping people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So using my voice.
That's good, though.
To,
people. People tapping into that because you're really genuine trying to help people and you're really genuine with what you're doing with that, you know,
right.
with your spiritual stuff. So I think people, you know, gravitate towards that. So that's good, man. It's like a magnet. You're like a magnet.
Yeah,
with
I'm
that.
Super excited. I can't wait till I see 4,000. You know, like I'm just, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm coming. I'm excited and I'm happy and, I can't even say anything bad about it. I had a good week though. It's really been rest and getting things together.
Yes. So, all right. So
okay.
my week.
So how was your week?
Yeah. So my week, I'm calling it "Embrace the Pressure." So you know, shout out to Nas. Like that's like the first song off the King's Disease 2. That's been like my soundtrack for this Leo season. But "Embrace the Pressure." This is kind of like also too slash kind of, of course, I'm not schooled or nothing like that, but I stay on that schedule, that whole back-to-school, fall semester type schedule because, you know, there's three different points of, like, the new year that I can kind of go to kind of reset and recharge. You know, you got the new year January 1st, and then this year for the first time I did the astrology new year, which is, you know, Aries season. But this is kind of like my official new year, you know what I'm saying, like the fall or whatever. So, you know, I'm just positioning, getting everything together. And then, of course, like I've been on a whirlwind. Like this my summer's been dope. Like this has been one of my best summers in a long time. So I'm thankful for that. My Leo season, I swear, from July 22nd to 12 midnight today has been epic. Leo season for me, a lot of energy, a lot of things come, a lot of things. Things rearranging, but like I said, I'm embracing the pressure. So I got back from Cleveland a couple days ago. My Cleveland trip was good, man. Like I said, the main point was to you know lay my grandmother to rest, you know, just rest in peace. Quick moment of silence, like a quick couple seconds.
That's right. Rest up, Granny.
But it was beautiful. Like we sent her off right. I mean, it seemed like she planned it, like, to a T, and it was, like, right on par. So I just want to shout out my family, all the people that came and supported, you know what I'm saying, and send her off. So that was great. And then I got a chance to get some exercise, you know what I'm saying? So I played some tennis with my nephew, and I got my get back because he kind of got me. Like, so I had to regroup, man, show him what's up. So that was good, man, just good energy. And then, you know, just back to NY, and like I said, just setting up for the fall, getting ready to get back on this grind as far as this real estate, so I got to probably switch internet providers to really just get on point. But other than that, just, you know what I'm saying, ready for this fall season, man, just, you know, seasons change, things rearrange, you know, so that's where I'm at.
That's what's up. Smooth, how was your week?
Well, today is another birthday and a long list of birthdays for me. So my week sucked. man, they got too many fucking COVID outbreaks. The birthday party was canceled because too many of the fucking kids was in quarantine and shit like that. I got into it with the school because the school wanted permission to do rapid COVID tests on the fucking kids. I mean, what the fuck? Just fuck you, bitch. Suck a dick. But, I mean, fuck, other than that, ain't much to say about my week. Other than
wow,
spending
like
money on punk-ass children.
It sounds like that COVID is no joke in New Orleans right now, man.
But it's the vaccinated motherfuckers, though. It's the ones that actually got vaccinated that's coming out fucking positive and shit and dying. Like, I'm like, well, who in the bitch? So that's all you hear on the news. Yeah, they was fully vaccinated. All right, so what happened? They died from COVID. All right, okay, well.
That's crazy. That's not the way to
report it. Sound like you should have stayed away from the fucking vaccine, isn't it, dumbass?
Yeah, fully. That's not the smart way to promote that at all. Fully vaccinated and they died from COVID. Like, what's the point? Wow, all right.
Well, it ain't a point because the vaccine ain't no fucking cure.
Shit. But, yeah, man. All right. Well, I guess that's that. What's up, Black? What's up with this topic, though?
Damn, it sounds like nobody could get the vaccine or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, it sounds like nobody could get that bitch. Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
You're always trolling somebody.
Wait, hold on. How it sound like I'm about to go get the vaccine? And I just
you know
said.
More like I'm out here doing real estate and I think I need to get, it's the people with the vaccine that's causing harm because they giving them the damn
that's
shit.
That's what you said. So I just said I ain't even gonna go back.
He trolling. You know he trolling you.
I'm like,
you know he full of shit. Man, listen, tonight's topic. I already know y'all answers, but I'm gonna let y'all give it to him. This is gonna be absolutely hilarious.
I'm going to go last because it makes no sense. It's not like it's going to be a surprise for my answer.
Right. It's not going to be a surprise for you or Mo. Like, swear to God. But we're going to dive into the concept of this conversation, right? Pull out or leave it in. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know how it is. You got your little boo that you've been kicking it with for a long time. You guys may not be ready for children, so you want some pull-out situation, right? You guys may just be winging it, like whatever happens. So you want some leave it in type situation. And you could be married and feel the same way because just because people are married don't mean that they leaving it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people have to be aligned with the same energy, right? So, you know, what is it do you prefer, pull out or leave it in? Now, me and my folks, we 16 months in. We took a break for 3 months, but 16 months in. We definitely use the pull out. You know what I'm saying? It used to be leave it in.
Okay.
And then we had an issue.
Okay.
And then we had a little problem. So after that kind of went left, and it took such a huge toll on me, you know what I'm saying? We do the pull out, right? But here's the thing. When you pull out, right, men, you guys know you pre-cum, okay? Not only do you pre-cum, but think about it like that first, you know what I'm saying? You could be like, I'm about to come. There's always that first little, what is it, the first little episode that jumps out. Throw it in that closet.
Skeet, skeet.
Yeah, it's that first little, it'll you know what I'm saying, it's going to jump out before you know it. Then you're going to pull it out and get the rest off, right? So for the people that, like, oh, I pull out, keep in mind, you're always leaving a piece of you behind, okay? So my point is, why even pull out when you still leaving some behind? Regardless of what. I guess you like, well, if it's just a little bit, I can deal with that, you know, long as it ain't a lot. I don't understand the logic to that. You know, Smooth got 12 kids, so we already know he live and die by the leave it in. You know, I be trying to figure out what's the difference in it. But here's the thing. So as women, like, our hormones change, right? And I'm, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, any new herb or anything that I'm trying, you know, I share it with you guys. So I'm taking this herb called DIM Plus, okay? It's DIM Plus. And the reason for the DIM Plus is because I have fibroids. And I was suffering from these fibroids and these cysts, and my cysts never bothered me until after this last pregnancy that we had. And that's a pain that I can't even put in words. Like, it just completely paralyzes you and you're just there and you're just receiving this high voltage of pain that you can't do anything but cry because you can't move. It's crazy. And I was doing research and asking the doctors and so on, what do I do? How do I get, you know, how do I, you know, stop these fibroids from bothering me? And they say, you know, everybody has fibroids, blah, blah, blah. And fibroids actually come from, allegedly, the BS that they put in this meat. And they're putting artificial hormones in the meat that are passed over to us. And they know it's being passed over, but they feel like it's being passed over in such a small dosage that it's not affecting us, but which it is, that's why we all have fibroids. So Dimplus actually puts estrogen in your body, okay? And it's also assisting you with it's assisting you with your hormones. So my hormones kind of fluctuate. And when your hormones are fluctuating, sometimes you can feel like you're pregnant because your hormones are, like, you know, going up. They go up so high. When you're in that mode, right, you're hornier. You know what I'm saying? So you want sex to the point that he's like, oh, my God, I want it, I want it. Now, when you're in the moment as a woman, especially of my age, right? They say, oh, I'm going to get me a cougar, right? When you get to that age, that late 30s, that 40s, you really be like, oh, I want it, I want it. When you at that point and you want sex, right, and you have sex and you pull out, it's like it's not being completed because the male semen is what completes it. When his semen interacts with your body, that's what completes the act. So now you more hornier. You're more like, I want more, I want more, I want more, often, right? You're draining him because you're still not satisfied. You're still not complete because he's not completing the act, right? I try to explain that to him all the time. So he tells me, get on birth control. You're trying to kill me now. You know, I don't put foreign subjects, foreign, you know, stuff in my body. So we're not doing the birth control. So the thing is, it's like, you know, what are y'all take on it? Pull out or leave it in?
Wow.
And if so, whatever really, it is, why?
Wow, you really got deep on it, okay? I like
right.
You covered a lot of angles.
So what's your thing and why?
All right, so I'm going to try to cover, like, the angles because it's both. Or I put, like, when I was, you know, coming up with this, I mean, writing my writing my response to this topic, I was taking notes, and I put depends, and I put both. So once again, for the people out there, you know, tonight's topic is pull out or leave it in. So you just made a good point when it comes to pull out, right? So, and you made a good point as far as talking about your age and, like, you know, as women get older, they get hornier. And maybe as guys get older, you know, you kind of pick your spots a little bit more. When you're young, like, it's a phrase called young, dumb, and full of cum. That's for a reason. Because when I just remember being just young, man, I had to have it. You know what I'm saying? And I had to have it by any means necessary. But I was reckless with it because I was still fresh and new to this whole sex game. I didn't know what I was doing. So the pull-out method, oh, yeah, I thought that was just the shit. Like, all right, yeah, if I ain't got a comp, plus I want to feel that rawness too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, I want to get in here and feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll just pull out. But it's repercussions and it's different choices you're taking. And so I learned at a very early age that method don't work. You know what I'm saying? That whole pull-out method. It feels great. But I'm going to tell you one thing, at least just from my point of view. First off, a lot of times it feels so good that you, like you said, you get that first skeet and then you pull out. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just like, oh, man, it feels so good. You don't want to get out of it, especially when it's raw. So, but then you mess around and have, you know, a kid at an early age that you didn't want to have or whatever, or, you know, then you might get an abortion or, you know, venereal diseases and stuff like that. So, you know, learning from that, I was just like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, I still rock condoms. I ain't even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to just control my destiny as far as what I do when I have a child or whatever. So because I slipped up in the past. So, but I love, you know, just leaving it in. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, Black, you feel like that complete, you know what I'm saying? For a guy, when you can just lay up in it after you just totally, you just really grab your woman and just, like, really put, you know, that thrust, and you just really just, you know, you got to just, you know, you just feel that life force, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me at least. So that's the part you just want to leave it in and just kind of just go limp in it, you know what I'm saying? That's how I do, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times. So I like the fact of leaving it in, you know what I'm saying? But pull them out, like, if you got your freak that just like to get about it, then the pull-out method is cool, especially, like, if you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, with that person, because, and or especially visually, you know what I'm saying, like porn or whatever, watching porn, I don't want to see no clean pods or nothing like that. The whole part of the watching it is, I guess, the pull-out game and, like, scooting and, you know what I'm saying, where you're going to put it at and stuff like that. So I guess I just covered a lot of stuff. I don't, you know what I'm saying, I'm all over the place with this, but, you know, that's
so, when was the last time you went swimming, man? Just
last time I went swimming, it's been a minute. I couldn't even tell you.
Did you say when the last time he went swimming?
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I dived in, like off the deep end, when it was just all just wet. I couldn't even tell you.
No, when was the last time you went swimming? Yeah.
I just said, so go ahead. It's time for you to answer the question. You're trying to put the questions on.
But you never answered the question. I'm asking when the last time you went swimming, man.
I couldn't even tell you. I would have to really sit and think.
So basically, you ain't supposed to be answering this question because, motherfucker, you got a condom on. You ain't doing that shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's all I just said. That's all I'm going to leave it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I got the condom on, so this is, I might as well leave it in because, you know, I'm good. I feel controlled, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? So leave it in, you know, or like, because I like that feeling. So when it comes to that, I ain't about to fucking take the condom off and bust off, so.
Man, your wife gonna rape you one day, dog. She just she gonna tie you up.
Been trying.
Yeah, she gonna tie it up while you sleeping. Shit,
I definitely
like,
have
like
been
recorded
on many occasions, and I just have to be like, yo,
in the corner, Lord have mercy.
I know how to. I know the.
Yeah, now that's the thing. I'm not finna be married, and we using no condoms. Like, neither one of us is like. Yeah, I brought that up. I'm like, you know, we finna do all that. We might as well use a condom. You know what I'm saying? After all that,
be saying no.
I was definitely in my head, but you know that didn't happen. You know, you can't go from, you know, raw to condoms like in a situation, especially where, you know. Y'all dealing with each other, you know, on a regular basis. It just don't happen like that. But, you know, we still, you know, like I said, we practicing the pull-out. He like, man, that shit there be having you up against the wall. You don't never know what's going on. I said, listen, when a woman body, not all women are created to be vessels. Let's start there. So you got some women, some people will have dealing with women for a very long time, and they never got the women pregnant, right? Because they weren't men. And you could deal with somebody, and the one or two times, boom, they pregnant, right? Okay, if this woman is a fertile woman. When her hormones get to be at a certain point, whether you pull out or not, if she gonna get pregnant, she gonna get pregnant. Pull out game or not. I heard people say, man, but I pull out. That's the weakest thing ever. Pre-cum can get a woman pregnant. Man, I pull out. Did you think about that first skeet? Because you always got that first skeet, then that thing throb, then the rest of it comes out after that. People don't pay attention to that. So pulling out is the same thing as leaving it in. If you ask me, you just not leaving all your kids. You just drop it off a couple step kids.
Right, and then and sperm, you know, depending on it, it might be determined. You know what I'm saying? So you should just never know. So go ahead.
So Mo has the hashtag happily married man. Yeah. I have the pound sign 12 kids. So that being said, man, I'm not a quitter. I'm leaving that son of a bitch in. I'm driving. I got 12 fucking kids. What the fuck you mean pull out? I wish I would pull out.
Oh,
bitch, you want to get yourself into it. I got the pussy. What?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You still coming? Yes, I'm still coming. Thank you very much, man.
Baby Bob, hello. Baby number 13.
Hey. Hey, that's what I was about to say. 13 is on the way.
Man, look, but the thing is,
to a year.
It's like, I've done, well, you know, everybody's done the pull-out thing. I did the pull-out thing as a teenager, right? Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Man, I was having sex with a broad. Yeah, I was having sex with a broad, and the bitch was like, keep it in. I was like, what? She said, keep it in, right? And then I did. And, oh, Lord have mercy. Man, let me tell you right there.
Ain't nothing, no. It wasn't kid number one.
My first child was a pullout. My first child was a pullout. One of my oldest daughters, I never came. I never even got to come. I ain't coming to.
Wow,
I ain't coming
she
to
pregnant?
Fuck. Yeah. I ain't even get to catch the nuts up like 10 years. 10 years after the fact. You see what I'm saying? I never got to come, period, with this bitch. And this bitch wound up pregnant. I'm like, what? You pregnant? It ain't my house. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but, you know, I put in work, though. Like, it was a. I'll be serious. We was in that motherfucker a long ass time. That was a lot of fucking pre-nut in that bitch.
That's always situation right there, though. But you got the test, so that's definitely you.
You said what?
I said you got the test, so it's definitely you, right? Because you said
Yeah, I got the test like 10 years later. I remember that test. He didn't even say he was like, this girl coming up here talking about, I remember that one. He was like, oh, I hear her, but she got to give me a test on that one. He said, this motherfucker mine. Right. Shit. I knew once I seen her, like, wow. That's crazy, bitch. But anyway, so.
But did you notice, after that one right there, after she popped up out the woodworks with that one, and you was like, okay, well, yeah, that's mine, then the babies just start rolling in after that.
No, because by the time she rolled in, I had already had quite a few.
You had like three or four.
No, four.
She made five. When you found out?
Well, this was like, she made 10. She made 10, remember? Because, like, this was about 5, 6 years ago. This was 2015.
Yeah, this is about 6 years ago.
Right, so this was 2015, so 6 years ago, I was already deep in, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, once she did pop up, like, yeah, motherfuckers start having, like, 4 kids in 1 year type ass shit. So, you know, but yeah, I'm leaving it in. So, pound sign, 12 kids. So if you ever run across me and you think I'm pulling out, bitch, you crazy. I'm letting you know right now. You in trouble. We're going to go to the doctor. We're going to make sure our test is clean. And after that, skeet.
Well, there it is.
Right.
Yeah, I go swimming.
Listen, I had a cousin, right? And she was a virgin, right? She was a virgin, and she was dealing with this guy. And she was a virgin, so he never even was able to fully enter her. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she hadn't been touched yet. Just off his pre-cum, she got pregnant. She didn't even know she was pregnant. She was like, I never had sex. How could I be pregnant? But just from him getting the head in and the pre-cum, she got pregnant.
Wow.
People don't understand how potent sperm really is. Why I'm a pull out. I mean, you just messing up the experience.
That motherfucker probably came. And then try to play it off. You know what I'm saying? Like he tried to get that bitch in. Like, oh shit. I don't know. I'm just saying. So you mean to tell me his dick was already drooling before he got in the pussy?
Yeah, that's what pre-cum is. If a man is really horny for you, if he really, really wants you, he gonna already be drooling right when you get there. He be like, damn, okay.
No, that's true. That's true.
That sounds like STD, man.
You know what? You so stupid.
No, but yeah, pull out is some straight, just like you said, teenager type shit. You don't really know how to have sex yet, and you just doing. That's why so many young babies, you know what I'm saying? Because I was there, so I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, that pull out, I was really thinking that shit worked. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing.
Yeah, my own girls was like, so what are you guys doing? Like, what are you guys doing since, you know, you guys lost the last baby? And I said, pulling out. And then it's like, you trust the pull out? I'm like, hey, he said pull out. So, you know,
right,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Did you, Black? Wow.
What?
Man, look, I can't do it. I'm not doing that shit no more. Yeah. I'm 39. Fuck that. Lord, like, once you actually leave that bitch in, pulling out is like a crime. It's a sin.
Yeah.
Like, matter
that
fact,
shit is like.
Matter of fact, I might get mad with the bitch. I might get mad with the bitch. They're like, just pull it out. What? What? Huh?
Yeah, you do feel kind of incomplete. Unless, like I said, unless you got like a young, you know, sexual freak and y'all just.
Man, look, if I pull it out, that means I'm sticking it in her mouth. She's sucking that bitch out. You see what I'm saying? But I'm coming in
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you on that one.
I'm coming in something. Plain and simple. I'm going to be
yeah.
ass, mouth, pussy.
I need the
like,
mouth
I ain't,
to take it. Yeah,
I ain't
beating
on titties and faces no more. I did that shit in my porno days. I'm good. I won't, motherfucker. Matter of fact, I want you to suck it while I'm coming. Don't get me wrong. That's the best feeling ever.
What?
Oh man, when motherfucker sucking your dick while you coming?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
shit!
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! That's that take your soul type shit. Yeah. No,
oh
sure,
shit! My nipples just got hard thinking about it.
You so retarded.
Yeah,
but women
too,
feel the
know,
same way.
Too.
Like when you get to a certain point, and your hormones are going absolutely crazy, you either got to do it a few times back to back to kind of get that thing there. Or you just gonna be in a mood of SOL. But you know, we you know, when you up at a certain age, you be wanting that completion. You know what I'm saying? To happen, just in general, like the whole act of sex. That's what it's supposed to be about. You know that whole pull
but
out.
But sometimes you could just be knocking it down so tough and so, and you just not coming. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times you just got to take it out and have her. You know. Finish it off with her mouth. You know what I'm saying? So that definitely happens.
I don't know. I ain't never
times,
had that.
We never had a person just like, nah, like, shit. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I've been pounding it out for a minute, but I'm just not coming just yet. Now we got to do something else. Or he probably didn't say it, but you know what I'm saying? That's what happens for me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You might be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you know what? My ex, but he was doing other shit. So whenever he got to the point where he was just going and he couldn't come, I already know he had done did some other shit. You know,
yeah,
rather he wanted to tell me and I had to tell him, look, don't do that. So if you finna be out there doing something and then coming, you know, talking about rocking with me, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even need that Viagra or nothing like that to be like that. Because if I had some Henny, you know, we used to call it the Henny dick or the ganja dick, you know what I'm saying? If I had some weed or some Henny, one or the other, oh, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm on number two, because, you know, the first one, you know, that shit feel good. You getting that off. But if we go round two and I'd have some of those two substances, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put in work and then I might get tired.
Body,
you know what I'm saying? Because, like, shit. Like, I just.
My body can't handle that shit. Like, my shit all natural. I can't. Like, that. The Henny dick, the weed dick, THC, nah. Nah, that shit don't work for a nigga like me.
That shit crazy,
my shit got to be natural. My shit got to be all natural. Like, look.
Let me ask you this, Smooth, since you was asking me when was the last time I dived in. So you never had sex just on weed or on drink, especially with y'all both? Like, y'all both can have some weed or y'all both can have some drink? Because that shit is
the
best.
Let me say this.
Like,
let me say this.
Goodness.
As a child, you know what I'm talking about, as a young motherfucker, I was able to do that. You see what I'm saying? I'm older now. I have too many health complications.
Oh, okay, I got you.
That shit don't work for a motherfucker like me.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I got too many health complications. Motherfucking
shut
diabetic
up.
And shit like that. So, like, I got to keep my shit 100% just pure natural. If not, well,
like that. I don't want to have to fall out.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker going to look at it and say, so, nigga, what's happening? Nigga, dick, I'm like, hey, bro, you had too much sugar, nigga. What the fuck wrong with you, dog?
Okay, I got you.
Shit. Like, you better take a shot or something. Here. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
That aphrodisiac sex be hitting.
Nah, man. Fuck that. Fucking aphrodisiac. You going to be stroking that pussy. That dick going to be like, bloop, 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 bloop. Bloop, 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 bloop. I ain't going out like that. No.
But the one thing that I can't understand, like your wife has to be like really down for the cause to be okay with you, you know, having sex with her.
Right
with
rubbers.
Like,
she's a racist. He just don't know yet.
That part I can't wrap my head around. Like, yeah. Hashtag happily married man. And
hashtag
yet
happily
you,
married man. Hashtag
you have sex with rubbers with your wife.
Leader, not a follower. Hashtag, you know what I'm saying? I, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to get on birth control?
She's a rapist.
Been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I said. So, yeah. I'm not a fan of the birth control now. Like, younger,
I'm not a fan of that either.
Yeah, it's too many chemicals with
the
birth control.
Chemicals and shit.
Yeah, they changed the formula for some of that shit, too.
One of them shots, they changed
the formula, and them hoes just started tripping. But, like, nah, man, your wife's a rapist. You just don't know it yet. Like, so.
Oh, that's what I said. Please believe.
He going to be asleep and she going to be on top of it when he wake up.
Right.
I know the feeling of just like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? When you get sex with
the
rat, I definitely know that.
He's going to be going to sleep checking his drawers and shit. Come on, why smell like pussy? He's going to be looking at him like, oh, I got you, nigga.
Got you, bitch.
Nigga said, man, I think I had a wet dream last night. Oh, for real?
Oh, man, y'all got jokes.
Okay.
I got it. Y'all funny.
Oh, he's so childish. you know he done had a couple wet dreams, guys. So that's what it was. He said he done had a wet dream. She done gave him one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wearing it up.
Come on, I ain't gonna say nothing. Long as he think he had a wet dream, I'ma just leave it like that.
Go ahead, that speed racer commentary in the background. Little does he know.
Right.
She took it. But yeah, man, I ain't pulling out. Fuck that. I ain't a quitter. I'm leaving that bitch in.
No,
I'm gonna catch
like
that
good. Hey, with the condom on though, leave it in. That shit feel good, man. Leave it in. I need to feel it. Yeah, man, because you know you just busting with confidence, like knowing, like okay. You see, and I told you I only use one brand. You know, it's these all black. They call it Midnight, but it might be getting discontinued. So
Midnight.
That's got me a little tight.
Man,
yeah,
I remember Lifestyle Tuxedos. Where the fuck Midnight come from?
Nah, these is called Midnight. You know what I'm saying? But they just all black. Just black. You know what I'm saying? Like a garbage bag, but a condom. Ew.
Okay, so it's a shiny black ass condom. What the fuck?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Yep. Man, you and them shits.
Man, I'm have to Google that one. Whoa, I don't even know why I'm Googling
Midnight.
The shit. Not like I'm having Google, motherfucker.
Midnight. Yeah, but they might be getting
disrespect my dick.
I'm about that. I might have to find something else if that happens. But yeah, so.
But like,
so
you know what I'm saying?
Problem.
Like, I really can't see. I can't really see myself doing the. You know what I'm saying? The what was it? Scrooge McDuck. Cause that's basically what you're doing. You hopping in the money pen, acting like it's water, dog. Like, how long are you gonna keep saying you're doing that before you go back in that water?
What? Static mind. Hold on. I said, you talking in code? So I'm like, huh?
Trying to figure it out. Everybody on this phone has seen DuckTales with Scrooge McDuck. You see what I'm saying? Scrooge McDuck used to swim in his money. I said, basically, that's what the fuck you're doing. You hopping in a pool of money, but you ain't hopping in a pool of water. So then I asked you, how long before you hop back in that water?
That I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't tell you the last time, and I couldn't tell you when I'm going to hop back in it again. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I like swimming with a snorkel or whatever. I don't know. Swim with protection right now. Like diving in the water butt naked, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Boy, she gonna start abusing you. Nigga Mo gonna be coming on the phone whispering and shit.
Nah, but I've been there, done that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I don't really miss it like that. But you know, but I will say that. I mean, the raw sex is wow. I mean, you definitely feel different, you know what I'm saying? But it's repercussions and situations that come along with that. So, and I just been there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really. You
right about
I got
that.
12 repercussions.
You know what I'm saying?
I had 12 repercussions. I knew exactly what happens 9 months later, 10 months later, really.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you need to get you one. Fuck it.
STDs. You got to be careful, man. Like I told you.
From your wife, nigga?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying. Because, you know, like I said, Smooth, you said you deal with a few different women. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to say. You know what I mean? You don't know what they might be doing, you know what I mean? So when you roll, that's that chance you take, you know what I'm saying? But I get it. That shit feels amazing. And you really feel a connection with somebody when you go raw. Like, that's some
soul
real
ties,
shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's some real shit. So,
well, nigga, I guess I'm just unemotional. I don't have no damn emotions when I'm fucking a bitch.
Well, they do, especially women. You know,
that's between them and Jesus. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
They ain't got nothing to do with you. They gonna break
right,
it.
I just won't feel the warmth. You know. Hold me with your pussy.
I feel
you. You know,
I feel you. That shit, that,
give
that
me a
warm
hug,
wetness,
bitch. You know,
that warm wetness is the shit, man. Don't give me, don't, you know, I ain't going to hold you. I feel you.
I know, bitch, going to hold you.
Yeah, them soul ties are real.
Facts. So with that being the case, so any other topic, Black?
No, that's it. Y'all a trip. Y'all get on my nerves.
All right, so without further ado, you know what I'm saying, let's get into the world-famous chop-up. So for anybody that's new to the show, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on just different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So, you know, before I dive into the different topics that I have for the night, let me ask you, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on that you was like, yo, you know, I want to speak on that?
Nope, that's it. That ain't that for
really?
Me.
Really? All right, well, look, all right, so we're going to get in because I got a few different topics, but I ain't really, like, do a lot of notes, so I'm going to be improvising some stuff, but I got to let this, play out, you know what I'm saying, so we can take it all the way to the end of the show. But the first thing I'm going to get into was breaking news, and I caught this news right when I'm getting off the plane from Cleveland to LaGuardia Airport, New York. All right, so I'm getting off the plane, and you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm walking through the airport, and I check my phone, and it's like breaking news, you know what I'm saying? Well, actually, one of my partners put it into our chat or whatever, but OnlyFans, right, it set the industry on fire, you know what I'm saying? So OnlyFans, I believe it was Thursday, came with a statement saying that as of, I believe, October 1st, some date in October, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the 1st, but it's definitely a date in October, that there will be no more sexual explicit content being able to be used on the site. Wow. So, you know, I'm plugged in. You know, Real Adult Talk, the Twitter feed is plugged in, you know what I'm saying, to the industry. So I'm just seeing that how everything is just taking hold. But I guess my thoughts is, first, like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, what's going on with that? I guess the CEO or the company or the owner of the company is saying they're trying to go in a different direction and they need different fundings for the shareholders. I don't know if they're about to go public. I got to get back on my stock shit, too. But I don't know if they're about to go public or something. Something's happening. I think they are maybe about to go public and the shareholders or something. But the guy.
They have commercials now.
What's that? They trying to have commercials, you said?
No, it's not. They're not trying to have commercials. They have commercials now. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So, like, yeah, they are cleaning up their image.
Well,
but
this was
– I mean, it is what it is because at the same time, they make money off of all the fucking sales. So if you want to go down that route, seeing that porn is a multi-billion-dollar industry. You see what I'm saying? If you want to go down that route, you're going to wind up losing way more than what the fuck – you're going to gain from
yes from trying to go like commercial or whatever. Yeah, so you know, because that's what put them on the map, and I tweeted this earlier, and I actually added OnlyFans, and I'm just like, look, you're just giving an opportunity for another company, another app to become a billion-dollar company because sex is selling, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm already seeing the different, you know, adult entertainers just, you know, on Twitter talking about they going to, I didn't get a chance to make a list, but I think it's one called Pocket Something and this and that and that and this. So, and then I'm peeping how a lot of the girls together are like trying to unify, like, all right, let's just all, you know, switch over to this one company or whatever. So, you know, back to my stock shit, like this fall shit, I'm calling the fall semester for a reason, because even though I would be in grade, I don't know, you know, 50 or 40 or something right now, if we were still counting, you know, like I said, I got to get back on my stock shit because it's some shit that's about to get, shaken up, especially with this, you know what I'm saying? I think something's about to, if somebody's in the right position at this moment to have that platform, to have content, to be able to go on Twitter and Snapchat and all these other places that these females use and have them promote their content, that's an instant come up right there. So I just, you know, and then, you know, just following the story, also OnlyFans, because I'm seeing so many, you know, these females, this is like how they getting paid. And a lot of these females really came up, and guys and couples and everything, they really came up off the OnlyFans because they get 80% of the revenue. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's just a major hustle. You know what I'm saying? So depending on what they charge, they get 80% of the profit. So it was just like, oh, shit. So 20% go to, you know, OnlyFans, but they get 80%. So these females was coming up, and then there's some bullshit too. It's some red tape. I don't know if it's just, you know, because, you know, people like shun upon the sexual industry, sex workers, and it's an industry. You know what I'm saying? It's a line of work, and these people is really making some good money, entrepreneurial type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like throwing a monkey wrench into the situation. But once again, everything happens for a reason, and like Smooth just said, you know, by doing this, because they had it on lock. So I'm just thinking, if you're smart about it, keep this business because it's already been established, OnlyFans with the adult content. And if you want to just, you know, have a spinoff or something else that's a little bit more commercial, a little bit more, you know, that you can sell to the average person, to the public, just have that spinoff, but keep OnlyFans the way it is, because that shit was, you know, but like I said, hey, I digress. You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So as this story unfolds, especially as we get closer and closer to October, I'll definitely keep the people informed on the world-famous chop-up. So I just thought that was breaking news. So, you know, we'll see how that shapes up.
Well, you got to look at it like this. Regardless of the fact, you're always going to have more than one way to scan a cat. You see what I'm saying? So OnlyFans, you still have the option of sending private links to all this other bullshit, and if a motherfucker it wants to buy it, they can still buy it. You see what I'm saying? So when people are making money, they're going to find ways to go around the bullshit. That ain't no different than Facebook, because back in the day, Facebook had all the sex groups.
Really?
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All
I didn't even know.
Shit. Nigga, Facebook is shit. Facebook had all the sex groups. All the sex groups. You know what I'm talking about? And then they start cracking down. Well, then they start cracking down, but in the process of cracking down, all you did was you just maneuvered around the new rules. So, like, when you did post your news or some bullshit like that, you kept it up for a little bit, then you took them out within that fucking group. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then everybody, you know, you had to meet and greets and all this other good shit. So when it comes down to OnlyFans, there's too much money involved. So
yeah,
when
you go to different
naked,
apps. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm just
stop,
saying,
stop.
Like, a lot of people that was on Facebook went to Twitter. I'm just saying.
But right, and but yet they still have a fucking Facebook page. You
true.
Know what I'm saying?
True,
yeah,
true.
It is.
Okay.
So it is what it is. Depending on how that particular creator decides to disperse their content, just depends on how many motherfuckers are actually going to stay subscribed.
Yeah. Well, because this is how people got to realize this shit too, man. Especially as we're in an age now with this whole pandemic and life is just, you know, since 2020 started, you know what I'm saying? Everything has just been switched up, you know what I'm saying? The way we just do things is just switched up, you know what I'm saying? Everything is digital, you know, analog is, you know, by the wayside now. Everything is digital, everything's online. So I say that to say this. These apps, like we were just talking about, you know, Facebook back in the day and how it's evolved, and Twitter, and, you know, Instagram and stuff like that, OnlyFans, all these are just clubs, digital clubs, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, this club with MySpace, you know what I'm saying? You know, different clubs was popping, you know what I'm saying? This club, Tumblr, you know what I'm saying? So Tumblr, and OnlyFans got to watch out because Tumblr did the same thing. Tumblr, they had a lot of sexual content, I think, on Tumblr back in the day. And Tumblr,
oh, yeah.
You know, wanted to switch it up and kind of go more commercial, and they...
No, they still got it. It's just private groups, private pages.
Yeah,
and shit to do,
but they lost their popularity. It's a club that's not popping like that no more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's the same thing. So, like I said, if OnlyFans really stick to their guns, and if they really, you know, be, I guess, you know, serious about what they're saying, and they don't change up, then it's just going to give an opportunity for some new developer to just take it and just instant billionaire, instantly. So, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes up. So, switching gears, what's up?
Okay. Nice, and I'm listening.
Oh, okay. All right, so, and then switching gears, and, I, you know, this I kind of wanted to lean on you, Smooth, see if you just knew anything about this, but this whole Afghanistan situation.
Yeah, that little bitch-ass faggot.
Okay, yeah, put me on.
What that old hoe-ass, that old hoe-ass bitch-ass faggot. Like, for
what
one, we already had plans on you know what I'm saying, getting the fuck out of Afghanistan. Originally, it was supposed to be for May, you know what I'm saying? But it was going to be for May, but we were going to stay until the winter months, because the winter months, motherfuckers, is they take a break from fighting. It's just too fucking cold. Okay?
Gotcha.
That was the original fucking plan. All right, now, the fucked up thing about it is I got so many people that work out in fucking Afghanistan. I got too many fucking people that work out in Afghanistan.
You got plugs over there.
No, it's not even about the fucking plugs. it's just about motherfuckers don't realize how many Americans travel overseas to make that money. You know what I'm saying? So we got, right now they talk about you have upwards between 15 and 20,000 motherfuckers. That's Americans. That's in fucking Afghanistan. But we've been losing cities in Afghanistan all fucking year. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, like, so at no time did motherfuckers just go ahead and just say, all right, bro, it's time to go. It's time to get the fuck. You know what I'm talking about? What they normally do. When a motherfucker's about to just go ahead and bounce out, man, they put the word out, man, it's time to come back.
Okay.
No. The motherfucker ain't none of that shit happened. None of that shit happened.
So you're saying people were just still over there thinking everything was...
No, people are still over there. These motherfuckers are still over there. But right now they talking about, well, look, if you can make it... Notice I use the word if. If you can make it to the airport, you got a way home. If you can make it to the airport. You see what I'm saying? Like, Afghanistan is a big-ass fucking country. It's not like you could just go down the street and bam, I'm at the fucking airport.
Nah,
hell no.
I'm looking at the map right now. Yeah.
So,
Iran
so
and
like,
Pakistan.
So, like, these niggas gave up the fucking military base and everything. Man, when I tell you, we supply so much as far as armament is concerned, as far as vehicles concerned, as far as, you know what I'm talking about, a lot of fucking technology concerned, and that's in the hands of the motherfucking people that we own purpose. They got everything. Everything.
Really?
From the helicopters to the jets.
Damn.
From the helicopters to the jets to MRAPs.
Oh, that
we ain't
cool
talking about
shit.
No fucking
damn.
Ass Humvees. We talking about that good shit. And these motherfuckers taking pictures in the shit, posing like, yeah, bitch.
It's ours now. We about to do something with this. Wow. All right. So, wow. So that this is a interesting, very interesting topic, man, because, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, because, you know, the Taliban is basically taking over the government. So, you know, like you said, Smooth, I guess, like, you know, it wasn't a focus for us to be over there. You know what I'm saying? As much, you know, I guess, whatever.
We was never supposed to be over there. That's the problem.
But that
was
like
never
our post.
No, nigga, we was there.
Iraq. Yeah, but we was posted up there for a reason, though. What you think our reason there was for? To take it over?
No.
We leaving it.
It was like what people don't realize, man. Think about it. How long does it really take for a motherfucker to make a bill? Right? It takes him a long-ass fucking time to come up with a bill and pass that bitch. But the Patriot Act was just right there, waiting to be used. Motherfuckers ain't have to fuck around and bring the shit back and all this other bullshit was right there to be used.
The Patriot Act, you said?
Right, the Patriot Act.
What is that again?
Well, after 2011, the Patriot Act was voted upon, which pretty much gave the President of the United States free reign to just declare war without having to declare war. You know what I'm saying? Just to cut the red tape. and shit like that.
Without having to go through the government and all that stuff.
Right. But what came with that was all type of other liberties that was taken away from Americans as far as, you know what I'm saying, being spied upon, eavesdropping and shit like that, busting into your fucking house without the need of a warrant and all this other good shit. So all that shit came into play under the Patriot Act as far as military government is concerned. Not police, but as far as the federal government is concerned. You see what I'm saying? But when it come down to Afghanistan, we wanted that money. Motherfucker, Afghanistan got resources. Metals. Metals. We talking about rare metals. That's why China, like, man, fuck. China was like, cool, we recognize the Taliban. Fuck it. What's handed, dog? You know what I'm talking about? Look, we want some rare metals, bitch. You see what I'm saying, nigga? The drug trade was big. Like, people, like, look at it like this. The majority.
Opium? Is opium in Afghanistan, right?
Right, but opium, look at it like this, right? China is the major supplier to the United States when it comes down to medical-grade opium. You see what I'm saying? The majority of our pain pills, the opium, come from fucking China.
Wow.
Yeah, ain't that about a bitch, right? But
one thing.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, think about it, motherfucking nigga trying to make all the synthetic shit, like, period.
Yeah,
but they supply
they bootleg
the majority,
everything. They bootleg
right,
everything.
Right, but they supply the majority of the opium for all the medical pills that, you know what I'm saying, is distributed out to American citizens. But Afghanistan start running up in the game as well. So, like, nigga did a deal with Afghanistan, the pharmaceutical companies and shit. So Afghanistan start supplying fucking opium too, and the fucking weed.
So we was making weed out there is good.
Motherfuckers. But
yeah.
But we was making so much money in Afghanistan. Like, nigga, I went out there, but you know, motherfucker got shot at the first day. Like, yeah, nah, man, go and send the nigga to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah,
you know, say go and send me to Abu Dhabi and Dubai and shit. But yeah.
Okay.
Like, wait a minute.
We get first
hand
experience.
What the fuck is that noise?
Okay,
I know I ain't getting shot at.
Yeah, nah, my cousin, definitely.
So the thing is, like, all right, okay, cool. But at the same time, from a strategic standpoint, we was able to look across the borders at Pakistan, and we wasn't too far from Iran and shit like that. Because
yeah.
We fucked up. We fucked up when we took out Saddam Hussein. The only reason why we put Saddam Hussein in power was to keep Iran in check. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we was never supposed to go in Iraq all off that bullshit from Osama bin Laden. Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
We had to do something to show the world that we wasn't fucking around. That's why they
niggas,
did that.
No. What? That was some bullshit. That was some gay shit. Because, like, nigga, his daddy.
I know. They got dealings with us. Good.
Right. But the first Bush is the one who put Saddam Hussein and all in power way back when he was the head of the when he was the director of the fucking CIA.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you.
So
get
that's
you.
Why we never took the nigga out after Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm in Saudi Arabia. We smacked him in the hand.
We had a deal with him. Yeah. No, I get you. But once that shit happened right there, they had to do something because we was gonna look weak. You know what I'm saying? If we don't do something. And we just came in and basically got our teeth knocked out. You know what I'm saying? We the United States of America. Then that just opens up the floodgates.
Man, you're looking at it from
a
sucker's perspective. Motherfuckers was not worried about looking weak. They were worried about that money. Playing
that too. Both.
Motherfucker had so many fucking deals. You know what I'm talking about? When it came down to go to Iraq and making that fucking money. Point blank. All it was an excuse to finally do some shit that a motherfucker really wants to do anyway.
True.
But, like, we had no business running up in Iraq because by us running up in Iraq, the main reason why Saddam Hussein was in power was to check Iran. Now, guess what? These motherfuckers is running wild. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you talking about? Who's running wild?
Iran.
Afghanistan?
Oh, Iran. No, Iran. Iran is the number one, you know what I'm talking about? But Saddam Hussein kept Iran in check. Iran would never even attempt any type of nuclear fucking experiments, you know what I'm saying, upgrading their shit with Saddam Hussein still in Iraq. Never. That's why we kept him there. Now that he gone, shit, Iran just run around. You got Pakistan tripping. Pakistan? Motherfucker. But I digress.
Yeah, so now what's going to be interesting is how we play it off. You know what I'm saying? The Taliban took over power. And it's going to be interesting to just see who becomes the leader of that, you know what I'm saying, and see how they forge like a new era in Afghanistan, you know what I'm saying?
It's not going to be a new era because this ain't going to be the first time the Taliban was in power in Afghanistan. This ain't the first time they've been in power.
Okay, no, well, they taking it back, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
Right.
So it's going to be somebody that's going to come and be the head of that regime. And it's to see if we – now it comes down to like, all right, so can we strike a deal to keep everything cool with y'all? Or is we going to have to take you out and bring in somebody else? You know what I'm saying? That's what it seemed like to me because, you know, the only way for somebody like that to get power – is they got to get backed by somebody. You know what I'm saying? So and now you just said the resources there. So is China going to come in and back this guy? Is Russia going to come in and back this person? You know,
well, Russia ain't fucked with Afghanistan.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because, like, the Soviet Union, because remember way back in the day it was the Soviet Union, right?
Yeah.
The reason why it's no longer the Soviet Union is because Afghanistan spanked that ass. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Russia ran,
you know what I'm saying? The Soviet Union ran up in Afghanistan thinking it was going to be all fun and games, and they learned the hard way, and they wind up going broke. The end of communism fell at the hands of fucking Afghanistan.
That. You know, because that's when Osama bin Laden, you know what I'm saying, that's where he kind of got a lot of his footing, you know, off that situation. So,
yeah, can we train them?
Yeah, exactly. Then they use it against us or whatever. So that's what happens too. You know what I'm saying? I'm noticing, like, you know, these third world countries, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? Like, something happens, it's an uprising, and then somebody takes office. You know what I'm saying? Basically, somebody puts them in position. A superpower puts that person in position or whatever, or they learn. A lot of times, you know, it could be a general from their army that we had, you know, in close contact with our army so he can keep a, you know, maybe it was like a spy, so to speak, so he did some work for us. And then all of a sudden, you know, he learns some shit, and then, you know, when he get his chance, that person takes power, you know what I'm saying? So it's something to just keep an eye on up there, you know what I'm saying? Because I was watching, the reason why it's so interesting to me too, I was on Netflix, and I was just watching this documentary that was very interesting. And it talked about Idi Amin. And, you know, that's so funny. You know, Idi Amin, I just learned about him probably for the first time when he had a movie that came out that was, like, up for, like, some Oscars back in probably, like, 2006, 2007, I want to say. But all this time, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't taught, wasn't even let. You know, we didn't know nothing about, I don't know if you did, Smooth, but I didn't know nothing about this African general who was one of the best to ever do it, you know what I'm saying? Because he was an African general, and they don't want anybody in the United States being influenced by this guy. But Idi Amin, this dude ruled Uganda in the 70s, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he learned shit from basically England. You know, England came to Uganda and was like, you know, keeping tabs on, you know, whatever resources they had. And he was kind of like a spy for them, you know what I'm saying? And then, but he just learned their ways. And like I said, it was an uprising similar to what just happened in Afghanistan. And he took a sack and ruled that bitch for like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Until shit hit the fan, you know what I'm saying? But he held that shit, you know what I'm saying? But he did it his way. And it's just interesting, you know what I'm saying, to just see how that shit happens, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then he had to flee to Saudi Arabia, and he died in 2003. And then only once he was dead and done, then they let the movie come out to tell you this guy's story. But all this time, you would never knew that this guy, you know, had major clout, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, Uganda or whatever, man. But he was definitely an interesting, you know, story, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody want to learn, Idi Amin, former prime minister or president of Uganda. But You know, so I just think that's just an interesting situation that's going on over there. So, you know, we'll see how that shapes up and happens in these next few weeks. So what else we got in the news? So another thing, too, speaking of Netflix, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get into a couple of TV shows that I kind of been checking out lately. So two I'm going to get into. First, I don't know if I talked about this. I don't think I did. I think I ran out of time. But shout out to two shows I'm kind of rocking with. So the first one is called Black Mirror, right? So if you get a chance, it's called Black Mirror. It's on Netflix. I'm going to give it the Mo Ben seal of approval. I can't even watch it with my wife because my wife, she be tripping off of stuff like this. She don't like deep psychological thrillers and shit like that. I don't know. It's just not her cup of tea, but I fucked with that shit. So anyway, Black Mirror, if I can describe it, it's like a Twilight Zone, but with technology. And it's just, it's interesting to watch now because, you know, you see how this technology, I just talked about earlier how we're in the, you know, digital age, you know, analog is over. But it just talks about how, like, you know, how technology can just, like, the ills of it, you know what I'm saying, how when it can go too far or whatever. But check it out, you know what I'm saying, it's a few seasons on Netflix. And what's cool about it is it's a standalone series. Standalone series. What I mean by that is each episode is like its own little movie. So it's not like connected or nothing like that. So you might see one episode thinking of, that's how it is, and that's not the case. But not to give it away, but one of the – let me see if I can remember because it's been a couple of weeks. But one of the interesting episodes talks about how, like, you know, in this time or whatever, how, like, basically – people had got a chip like on the back of their like right ear. And with this chip, it's a little, very small microchip. It turns your eyes into cameras. So everything that you look and see can be recorded. And it's just interesting because now you can just play back any of those records at any time on like your phone. And like, you know, the phones there had the, what you call it? Like the Star Wars shit. I can't even think of it, but the, let me just play the shit up in the hologram, you know what I'm saying? And you can just play back your life right on any hologram with a white surface and just see. So if I had a conversation with you, so to speak, and you said I didn't say that, and I said I did, I can just bring up our conversation if I had it stored in my memory. So it's just some interesting shit. And then, you know, shit hits fan because sometimes it can be too much and, you know, this person want to, you know, have the operation to take out. But it's just kind of interesting how we're getting to that point, and all it takes is like one person to try, some celebrity or whatever, you know, like everybody's going to be like, nah, I ain't getting that shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't messing with that. And then some popular celebrity does it. And all of a sudden they, you know, they do it and make it popular. Then, you know, now it gets everybody and everybody, you know, joins and does it. So it's just interesting to see, you know, where technology is going to go. But Black Mirror is just ill because it shows you how that shit could go left, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's a dope show. So that's one. Number two is this one show called Money Heist. Another one. That's the one I'm watching currently because that's like a concurrent series. So Black Mirror, I kind of fell back on that because I can always just go back in there because, like I said, it's just individual shows or whatever. But Money Heist is pretty dope. And just to give you a synopsis on that, so Money Heist is like a real smart heist movie, you know what I'm saying? But it's not a bank. They're like basically taking over a museum, and the museum makes money there too. So it's just an interesting storyline or whatever. And it's just real smoothly done because the mastermind of this whole shit is this guy that caught up. It's like his mind is like a chessboard, you know what I'm saying? So he's always thinking like three steps ahead. And it's just interesting. The thing that makes this one pretty dope, the reason why I like it is because it's different from what you're used to with the United States, you know, I guess kind of like heist movies, because this is actually a Spanish show, you know what I'm saying? But from Spain, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it takes place in Spain. I think they're in Madrid or whatever. But it's just interesting. It has subtitles, not even subtitles. It's got like the voiceovers or whatever, but it's recent too. It just came out 2020 or whatever, so last year or whatever. But I've been really just zoning out to that, so definitely check it out. You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely get at the moment. Silver proof. You just want something to zone out and binge watch too. really good, smart series, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, just thinking a couple steps ahead. So shout out to that. I'm trying to think what else we got going on. So where else I want to go. So just a couple quick little things that I thought was kind of just interesting. I didn't really dive into the story, but I thought it was kind of interesting. So I was on Twitter, and I saw Travis Barker, Travis Barker, I think is his name, was trending. And he was trending because Travis Barker, so for the people out there that don't know, this dude was like a drummer for some like rock band. It was like in the early 2000s. I can't think of the rock band's name, but he was like a popular drummer guy, like a real popular drummer. It's like two popular drummers, you know, that you can really think of in music. And that's Questlove, or, you know, black dude from the Roots with the Fro. And then this guy, Travis Barker, even though Travis Barker kind of fell to the wayside once he had his accident or whatever. But Travis Barker, like, dude, spiked hair, white guy, a lot of tattoos or whatever. But anyway, so he was trending on Twitter. What's up?
A lip ring and shit.
Yeah. You said the name of the group?
No, I'm just saying the motherfucker with the lip ring, Travis Barker.
Oh, yeah, the lip ring. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So anyway, so the reason why
Blink 182
from music. Yeah, Blink 182. That's the group. Yeah, it was like early 2000s. So anyway, he was trending on Twitter because he was showing with Kourtney Kardashian, and they was in Cabo or some shit like that. But he flew for the first time since his accident. And what's interesting about Travis Barker was in 2008, he survived a plane crash. Man, like him and this guy named DJ AM, they was on a private plane and a plane crashed, and they actually survived. They were the only two survivors. Everybody else was on a plane died. And it was interesting because the dude, DJ AM, he became like a heroin. He was already, I think, like using heroin, but he like overdosed off heroin because he just kept getting flashbacks, I guess, of that. But Travis Barker, he just kind of, you know, fell back, and he hadn't flew since, I think last week was when he was in Cabo with Kourtney Kardashian. So I just thought that was interesting, man. That's got to be like dramatic or whatever to actually, you know, and I've just been on planes like crazy these last couple weeks. But, you know, to be able to, you know, survive a plane crash and live to talk about it, that's some wild shit. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. So, man, shout out to him, man. Hopefully, you know, he can get over whatever trauma he had and, you know, get back to just, you know, doing normal shit like, I guess, flying. You know what I'm saying? So thought that was kind of interesting. What else we got in the news? So one other thing I'll get into real quick is just a quick album review. So, you know, like I said, I've been on that Nas King disease like crazy, but I was like, all right, man, I done played this shit out. So I gotta zone out to something else. So shout out to Bodie James. So it's an album called Bo Jackson, right? So it's Bodie James and Alchemist. Bodie James has kind of been, you know, he's been on a lot of Griselda kind of feature stuff or whatever. But he's a dude out of Detroit. He's got an interesting kind of flow. It's kind of like a real lazy kind of flow or whatever. But the album is pretty good, man. I want to shout it out. A couple of my fellas from my chat group was talking about it, so I got a chance to listen to it or whatever. But it's produced by Alchemist, and like I said, it's called Bo Jackson, and it's just named after Bo Jackson. You know, Bo Jackson is the popular two sports star from back in the early 90s. He was like just as popular as Michael Jordan at a time when Nike was really taking off in the early 90s or whatever. He played baseball and football. So I guess that's, yeah. So that's
Bo knows everything.
Yeah, Bo knows, you know what I'm saying? That was the commercials. But anyway, the Bodie James is, you know, called Bo Jackson. It's dope. So shout out to Alchemist. And I've been zoning out to Alchemist crazy. So once I, you know, listened to that, then I had to, like, you know, go back. So I was listening to the Freddie Gibbs Alchemist joint that they got called Alfredo. You know, that was up for like best rap album with King's Disease. So that's just dope. So I just wanted to shout that out. And then let me see here. What else we got? I'm kind of just trying to see what else we got going on. Other than that,
motherfucking Sha'Carri Richardson, little mama who was supposed to go to the Olympics and shit.
I'm glad you brought that shit up. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Smooth,
like,
smooth to
like the thing
now.
Is,
go ahead,
like
man,
the thing
doing.
Is, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else is fresh off the fucking Olympics. You know what I'm talking about? So still sharp and still. You dig? Like, you qualified for the Olympics running a 10.8, but they was running 10.7s and 10.6s in the Olympics. So, little mama fucked around. NBC just posted her and posted her ass all over the place. Like, finally, this is the race you wanted to see. Well, sweet baby Jesus.
Oh, my
God. You know, you only have 9 spots in the race, and you come in 9th place.
Wow.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong. But there's nothing. Look, well, she wasn't going to win anyway. Like, look, everybody that ran in that race, other than her.
God damn.
No. But try to look at it like this. Everybody that ran in that race, other than her, ran in the fucking Olympics. You see what I'm saying? So she wasn't running. They was running, going up against each other. So each time, everybody was improving. Everybody was improving because they was running against each other. She wasn't running. She wasn't doing shit. She ran a 10.8 to qualify for the Olympics, but motherfuckers running 10.6 and 10.7 to win. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Old girl ran a 10.5. You know what I'm talking about? The only person to run faster than her is fucking Flojo. She ran a 10.5 in that one particular race that happened the other day. So, like, yeah, baby, you was not going to win. But the real problem is her reaction after the loss. Like, now you're playing with your money. You see what I'm saying? Now you're playing with your money. Like, look, baby, look, at the end of the day, you ain't that a bitch?
Talk about be humble.
You know what I'm talking about? But, like, it's like,
go ahead.
No. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. But when you start cussing and shit and they catching your ass on TV, now you fucking with your money. Like, baby, they stayed with you after the
like
drug
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nike ain't going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
She
got to
win.
It
come down to win. She can't get smoked again. Well, she going to get dropped.
No.
That's
she can lose.
Period.
It's not about losing. It's about, you know what I'm saying, being profane on TV and not knowing how to handle yourself because you did lose. But, look, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I understand.
Shit.
Nobody wants
well,
to come
me,
in last place.
Let me.
I don't want to come in last place.
Let's do some of that because I was pumped, man. So, like, all right. So, first, I'm going to take it
all. You thought she was going to do good? Hell no.
Because you know what?
No,
man, I've been following her little story, like I said.
But did you watch the Olympics, though?
Nah, but I'm going to just tell you. I'm going to give you full history of the
No,
way
but I'm asking,
you know.
Did you watch the Olympics?
Nah, I mean, I just saw the highlights, but I didn't watch it.
Oh, no,
look. What you said, I agree everything you just said. And I'm gonna give you a quick little story to kind of, like, I can feel what you're talking about. What you said was totally true. So, look, let me just, because we got about 9 minutes left, so this will take us out. So, what I was going to say was this. So, I became a little fan of her. First off, I like the swag. You know what I'm saying? I like the tattoos. I like the sleeves, the way she rock. I like from Louisiana. She's from your part?
No. She's from Texas. She went to LSU, but she's from Texas. She's from
Southern girl. You know what I'm saying? Got a little Southern accent. And I seen she, you know, been catching some steam. And, you know, some of my associates is Jamaican, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm in Brooklyn, of course, you know what I'm saying? Flatbush, you know what I'm saying? So you already know. This is just a little Jamaican where I'm at. So, you know, all this time, you know, I'll be talking to some of my associates, and they like, nah, man, our Jamaican team, you know what I'm saying? You know, Usain Bolt, you know what I'm saying? He was the best that ever did it. Even though they men didn't do nothing, but Usain Bolt was serious. But anyway, but they was hyping up. They was putting me on there. Like, nah, man, it's like 3 women that's dope, especially this little short one. Jamaicans. So I was like, yeah, you know, and I always had respect for Jamaicans, you know, I mean, as far as they, you know, just as a culture, but when it comes to track and field, you know what I'm saying, United States and Jamaica, them is 1 and 2, you know, 2 and 1, you know what I'm saying, they're going to go back and forth. They always going to have, United States always going to have some competition with Jamaica. Matter of fact, they got this thing called the Penn Relay that's very popular up here in New York where people go to Pennsylvania for this big-time track event that's in Pennsylvania. But anyway, they was hyping up, and I'm like, nah, Carrie, you know what I'm saying? She away, you know what I'm saying? So then you know, everything happened with the gummy she had, and, you know, she get disqualified for the Olympics. And everything that they were telling me about, my associates, who happened to be Jamaican, were telling me about, rang true as far as the females. They were like, nah, she wouldn't, you know, they basically just dominated the women's, you watched the track and field, they dominated the women's track and field, right? They basically won all the big events, you know what I'm saying, all three of them.
Not even close.
They was like,
flawless victory.
Flawless victory, yeah, to the point that they was telling me, and did you peep this too? Where it was like two of, I forgot the names, but it was like two
for
of
the
them.
Female.
Like,
for the female.
Yeah, and they got into like a little beef. They got into like a little beef or whatever because one won and the other, but that, where one
you talking about
the Jamaican. Yeah, the Jamaican.
You talking about Price and Thompson. See, like, everybody was talking about Price a little short, bro, because she's been winning the last year and a half, 2 years. But the defending champion, she was hurt. She was injured. Mm-hmm. But she showed her ass for the Olympics. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, look, I'm going to let y'all win these little small races. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to keep my body straight. But for the Olympics, I'm going to show y'all who the fuck the champ is. And that's what she did. She showed no mercy. No mercy at all.
And then the little short one got was tight about her because she wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
She really wanted to win. Yeah.
Thought she was the shit. Like, nah, baby, you ain't shit. I'm still the shit. I'm still the champ, bitch. Fuck.
Okay.
Go and take this silver, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Don't take this silver, bitch. And she handed out them silver.
Yeah. So that's what they was telling me about. So then, you know, I'm still talking my shit because, you know, I'm United States. You know what I'm saying? I got respect for my Caribbean, you know, brethren. But, you know, I'm United States. So I'm like, nah, you know, Shakira was running. You know what I'm saying? She got suspended because she would have won. She was taking that, right?
No,
so
I don't know.
Fast forward, I'm just talking shit, right? So fast forward. Then fast forward to yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Twitter, and, you know, I like this chick named Taylor Rooks, man. She's like a young, shout out ATL, man. Young, she really focuses on basketball, but she's like a young basketball reporter, black man, fine, Taylor Rooks. Anyway, so she posted on Twitter that, oh, you know, for everybody that, you know, wanted to see Shakira running, she's going to be running in this big-time event today at, like, 4:30, you know what I'm saying? Let's support her, right? So I'm like, all right, bet. I was about to retweet it and everything. I liked the tweet. I'm like, all right, cool. I posted this into my chat group.
Yeah.
So then, you know, then I'm doing something around the house or whatever, and then later on I go on Twitter and I just see, like, oh, shit, you know, Shakira trending. So I'm like, oh, she must have won. And I'm like, I click on, I see just everybody taking off. I see the three Jamaican women we just talked about, and then I see the other women, and then I just see this little blonde, this new blonde wig, like at the last, just coming, and I'm like, no, she came in last, and then I see a little interview, and I see her like, whatever, like everything you said, I'm like, no, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, oh, man, the one thing I can say, she's the most popular person I've ever seen that kind of like, you know, made a name for herself without winning. You know what I'm saying? So she's definitely
ain't
she's back. You know what I'm saying? What?
That's the most popular person I've ever met that made a name out of stuff without winning. Oh, that's cool. Man.
But that's what it is. So so now, you know, because the Olympics is a long way away. So, you know, and that's tough to stay in shape. Well, she got 3 years. The good thing is she ain't got to wait 4 years because, you know, the Olympics is supposed to be 2020, but, of course, COVID, it got delayed to 2021. So she got 3 years, man. But she got to, like you said, she really got to focus and mature. You know what I'm saying? I think she catching little bags here and there from, you know, little bullshit endorsement. Not she ain't, like I said, she lost out on a lot of money by just not being. Yeah, she still got
No. She kept her original endorsements. The original people stayed with her, and then she also got some more endorsements just because of the shit that happened with the weed. So, like, in actuality, the bitch came out on top. But you're going to wind up losing endorsements with the fuckery that you pulled off as far as your mouth is concerned. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say. So
it's like now she's fucking up her money. It's
this
a miracle that they stayed with her, but this gonna fuck her money up.
That's what I'm trying to say. And then the other part is this is what I'm seeing. I'm just seeing from what you're telling me, you know what I'm saying, and then from what I saw, it's showing that whatever she, whoever.
Oh, yeah, Pacquiao lost last night.
Pacquiao, come on, he need to go ahead and hang it up. But I do give Pacquiao respect, man. He never ducked none of the top fighters who were coming at him. He fought, but it's time to give it up, Pacquiao. You don't want to get brain damage or nothing like that, man. You did it for a long time, did it at a high level. It's time to pack it up. I hate when boxers stay too long and they get punch drunk, and that's what he's subject to if he keep fighting, especially because he don't turn down good fighters. You know what I'm saying? And the younger ones are going to start tagging him up. But anyway, Sha'Carri, yeah, man, she just got to get, you know, her camp in order, because I just don't want her to get, you know, the big head. She already getting these checks, and then she ain't training, and then she just get embarrassed, and then she just get dropped, and you don't even hear from her again. So she really going to have to kind of do a 360 and really get focused. And really, I love the hood part about it, but for people to really take her seriously moving forward, she's going to have to really, like you said, polish that up. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing if you hood with it and you win it and you handling your business, you can do it. But when you hood with it and you ain't showing the results, you know, it's a
no, she was just embarrassed. She was embarrassed because she came in last place and they know how to handle it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say, though. But still, you know, but that's what makes her interesting, because people want to follow her story. But at the end of the day, you still got to win. You know what I'm saying? You got to win. You can't come in last place. At least if she would have came in third or fourth or something like that, and everything you said is true.
No.
I mean, they fresh. You know, they Olympic trained, and they've been in the trenches. You know what I'm saying? So that's why she came in last. But still, that's the part of greatness, though. That's the part that people thought that she was going to exhibit. Like, even though she ain't been in the Olympics, she was going to come in at least top three, top four. You know, even if she would have came in fourth.
No.
That would have been respectable.
No, not possible. It was not possible because she qualified running the 10-8, but motherfuckers who won the gold ran 10-6s. You see what I'm saying? Like, she didn't have that experience. Like, nobody actually wins all their races. They
True.
Qualified
yeah.
for the medal round, and then they show their ass. She didn't have that opportunity. And so I already knew she was going to lose. I didn't expect her to even. Matter of fact, I thought she was gonna come in 10th place, but they only had nine. They only had nine runners.
I don't know, man. Hindsight is 2020. But once again, I digress.
Yeah, hindsight 2020. But I knew she was gonna lose.
It's easier for you to say that now that she came in 9th place. But if she would have came in 2nd place, we'd have been talking totally different. But I'm just saying,
I would have been
ninth
shocked.
Place, so now.
Boy, look, she would have came in 2nd place. I would have been shocked, like, man.
Well,
I'm not
shocked
that
she came in 9th place because I was bigging her up, man. I thought she was
I'm not,
better than
everybody,
all three
that you're making
sure.
Everybody ran in the
Olympics
but her.
Yeah, true.
Everybody
true.
Ran, but she didn't. She was the only one that ain't run.
Yeah. But anyway, this has been the world famous chop up. So once again, you know, big shout out to everybody out there listening. Yeah, we passed the time now. Big shout outs to Black on the topic. Big shout-outs to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout-outs to me for the world-famous shop-up. So, everybody, you know what I'm saying, same time next week.
Blackout
everybody
be
safe.
Pull out.
Yeah, right? That's what she's doing right now. Black went quiet. So, everybody be safe, same time next week. Peace, peace, peace.